My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no power, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no fame, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. Want more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. Want more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. Freed from desire, mind and senses purified. Freed from
Hello, we are a group of first year secondary school from José de Churriguera School in Leganés. Today, we are going to speak about the basketball player Michael Jordan. We are going to play two pieces of radio theater. We are going to speak about the film Home Alone, and we are going to hear some news about Leganés.
We are listening to Gala, Read from Design, and this is Let's Edu Communicate. Let's get it started.
Hello, today we are going to play a radio drama. This group is formed by Patricia, Ethan, Asier and Maria Jose. The first thing we are going to do is introduce ourselves.
This is Ethan. I am short, I have blonde hair, and I am creative. I like video games and I don't like exams.
I am Patricia. I am medium short, medium tall, and I am medium-high. I have short brown hair and I am funny. I love dance. I don't like writing.
I am Maria Jose. I am tall. I have brown hair and I am kind. I like hanging out with friends, but I don't like wearing weather.
My name is Asier. I am medium high. I have brown hair and I am confident. I like video games. However, I don't like homework.
In a high school trip, a group of friends disappears. In this moment, the police are looking for them in the forest.
Ah! Help me!
What is happening, Sarah?
Andy, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Andy, run, call the police.
I have no signal on my phone.
I was on a bad bathroom and I hit some screen.
I am a police officer.
Officer, we need help.
Our friends are dead.
Are you sure of that?
Yes, very sure.
The cop heads to the crime scene with Andy and Sarah.
Okay, girls, I need to ask you some questions.
Sure, go ahead.
Around what time did it happen?
An hour or two ago.
What were you doing? Were alone?
We were walking.
Okay, thanks for cooperating, girls.
After the question, the police take the bodies and leave.
Do you need a ride home?
No, thanks, officer. Can we go now?
Yes, you can. Good night, girls.
Then the police officer leaves.
But we don't know how to go back alone, and it's too late.
Well, we will have to spill hell.
Where do you plan to sleep?
I don't know, but let's start by making a fire.
Sarah and Andy start to make a fire to spend the night in the forest.
I am going to collect more leaves.
Okay.
When Sarah returns, she doesn't see Andy nearby.
Sorry for the wait, Sarah. I had to do sometimes.
Andy says while sharpening a small knife.
What are you doing?
It makes me long that our friends are dead.
What?
I killed them, who's like I am going to do with you.
No, please.
I'm sorry, Sarah, but...
Don't do it, Andy.
There can only be one.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. When the morning comes, and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back.
Hello, we are a group of students of first year school, secondary school. We are going to talk about place to visit in Madrid. And now we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, this is Genesis. I am tall and I have long brown hair. I like listening to music and I don't like getting up early.
Hello, my name is Thelma. I am medium high, blonde, and I have green eyes. I like BTS and K-pop, and I don't like meat.
Hello, I am Daniel. I am short, and I have short brown hair. I have dark brown eyes. I like playing computer games, and I don't like homework.
Hello, my name is Ryan. I am short, and I have dark hair. I am brown eyes. I like Warzone, and I don't like people who play Warzone with a gamepad.
If we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave.
To talk about places to visit in Madrid for people who want to visit this city. Let's start our journey around Madrid. This is the order we recommend visit each site.
Cross Plaza Mayor. It is a rectangular square in the purest Castilian style.
Visit the Royal Palace, one of the main monuments of the city. This palace is the official residence of the King of Spain, although it is not currently inhabited. It is only used for state ceremonies. It is one of the large royal palaces in Western Europe and one of the largest in the world.
Now let's walk through Campo del Moro. Campo del Moro gardens are just behind the royal palace. It is an ideal place to walk while enjoying its vegetation.
Go along Gran Vía. Gran Vía is one of the more representative and busiest streets in Madrid. There you will find cinemas, theaters, shops, restaurants, hotels, and more.
Visit Palacio de Cibeles. The beautiful Palacio de Cibeles is the current seat of the Madrid City Council. Inside, there are several areas open to the public and dedicated to culture, such as an exhibition hall, a reading area, and auditorium.
Amaze yourself with the art in the Prado Museum. The Prado Museum is the second most visited museum in Spain, and it is considered one of the most important in the world. It houses the most important collection of European paintings in the world.
Get to know the National Library. The National Library is a place full of culture.
Parque del Retiro. It is one of the great natural areas and one of the most beautiful natural spaces in Madrid.
There is more at the Reina Sofía Museum. The Reina Sofía Museum is the most visited in Madrid. It has an important collection of 20th century and contemporary art.
We hope you enjoyed this walk through the city of Madrid.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.
Hi, this is Rafa, Victor, Nicole, and Adriel, and we are going to speak about Michael Jordan.
Hello, my name is Rafa. I am medium height and I am very fast. I like football and I don't like studying.
Hello, is Nicole. I have long up that hair. I like talking with my cousin. I like when people don't grill with me.
Hello, this is Victor. I am short and I have brown hair. I like video games and I don't like math.
Hello, this is Nadriel. I am friendly and I have black hair. I like being with my friends and I don't like the school.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan was born on February the 17th of 1963. He is an American professional basketball player.
He was integral in popularizing the National Basketball Association, NBA, around the world in the 1980s and the 1990s. Becoming a global cultural icon in the process.
His leaping ability demonstrated by performing slam dunks from the free throw line in slam dunks context earned him the nickname Air Jordan and his earnest.
Jordan won his first NBA championship with the Bulls in 1991 and followed that achievement with titles in 1992 and 1993, securing a three-peat.
We think that Michael Jordan is the best basketball player in history, and we hope you have liked this information about him.
Of this year's students in secondary school from José de Churriguera School in Leganés. Today we are going to speak about news in Leganés. What makes you
think you're something special when you smile? Hello, I am César. I am 50 years old. I have black hair and I am tall.
Jackknife. Hello, I am Encarna. I am 30 years old. I have black hair and I am medium height.
Hello, I am 12 years old, I have blonde hair and I'm tall.
Hello, I am Nicolas. I am 14 years old, I have brown hair and I am tall.
And now the news!
The IT girl director of the City Council of Leganés, Virginia Moreno, spoke about the cyber attack that occurred in December. A cyber attack that encrypted about the 70% of the municipal servers. The director said that 95% of the data from the servers was recovered, although it is not known if a data leak has occurred. This is not 100% known.
In the plenary, the councillors of Leganés talked about December 5 and 6, which were the days when this cyber attack occurred and when connections were seen encrypting information. Luckily, they managed to stop the attack just in time for this cyber attack to start, making the damage caused by the attack much smaller. This attack encrypted all municipal information.
In the cyber attack, it was found that the city council had planned to request an amount of about 700,000 euros.
And now, more news.
Police arrested two thieves of 53 robberies in several vehicles within Leganés. The thieves have caused damage to almost 300 cars, as reported to the Superior Police Headquarters. Both have been in prison.
The police arrested a 16-year-old teenager for brutally beating two young people this weekend in a park of Leganés. This attack occurred at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
Two people have been arrested for lying when trying to change $5 into euros. They said that their used dollars were real because they had been paid with them, but they were actually conferring when changing them into euros.
The police have arrested two individuals for stealing high-end phones valued at 30,000 euros.
If you want to listen to more of Let's Educommunicate, don't forget to visit radiochuri.blogspot.com or ecoleganes.org.
Estás escuchando la emisora comunitaria de Leganés.
Hello, we are Sofia, Natalia, Nadia, and Lorena. We are going to speak about the film Home Alone. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, my name is Natalia. I have short brown hair and brown eyes. I am affectionate. I like reading. I don't like studying.
Hello, my name is Sofia. I have medium brown hair and brown eyes. I am cheerful, I like drawing, and I don't like milk.
Hello, my name is Nadia. I have short afro hair and I am brave and creative.
Hello, my name is Lorena. I'm medium height. I have long blonde hair and blue eyes. I like to be with my dance group. I don't like the cold weather.
Now we are going to talk about the film.
This film was created in 1919 and was produced by Johns Hughes.
The principal character is a boy whose name is Kevin. He is blonde, he has got brown eyes, and he is medium height.
The personality of this character is energetic and very funny, because in the film he likes doing funny things.
This character is very smart because when he's home alone, he planned how to fit with the visions of the film.
Kevin is played by Macaulay Culkin. He became a superstar thanks to this film.
Now we are going to speak about our opinion of the films.
My opinion about the film is that it's very funny and very emotional.
My opinion about the film is funny, but in some moments you need to pay attention because the film is thrilling.
My opinion about the film, it is funny, but in some moments it is boring.
My opinion about the film is that it is funny and exciting.
We recommend watching this film with friends and a lot of popcorn. You are going to have a fun time.
Bye!
My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no power, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no fame, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. One more and more.
Hola, somos el grupo de Primero AB y hoy vamos a hacer una entrevista para conocer a nuestra nueva compañera Nicole. ¿Cuál es tu libro favorito?
Matilda.
¿Dónde has nacido?
En Venezuela.
¿Cuál es tu profesión favorita?
Abogados.
¿Te gusta la pizza?
Sí.
¿Te gustan los exámenes?
No.
¿Te gusta la montaña?
No.
¿Cuál es tu música favorita? ¿Tu canción?
Imitadora.
¿Cuál es tu cantante favorito?
Bad Bunny.
Y Nicole, ya que llevamos poco tiempo en el ISTI, yo creo que está bien para que nos cuentes también qué es lo que más te ha gustado de nuestro instituto.
Las clases.
Y lo que menos, porque claro, hay también cosas que no. ¿Qué podemos mejorar en el instituto? Para alguien que llega nuevo, ¿qué impresión tienes de ti? ¿Qué podríamos mejorar?
No sé.
¿No? Bueno, pues muchísimas gracias por haberte lanzado. Sabemos que es complicado, ¿vale? Y que llevas muy poco tiempo. Pero que seas muy bienvenida, ¿vale?, a nuestro instituto, y es un placer para nosotros tenerte en el instituto, ¿vale? Vamos a despedir el programa.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this program.
We have spoken in English about the basketball player Michael Jordan. We have played two pieces of radio theater. We told you our opinion about the film Home Alone, and we also read some news about the Leganés.
This was all. We hope you have liked this episode of Let's Edo Communicate. If you want to listen to more of our program, you can visit us on radioturri.blogspot.com, www.ecoleganes.org, and edo.urcm.net.
Okay, you have just listened to a group of students from José de Churriguera School. This is their first time on radio, and they have done a program in English, and I think they have done such a good job that you deserve our best applause and consideration. So, okay, let's applaud. Acabáis de escuchar a un grupo de estudiantes del José de Churriguera, y es la primera vez que hacen radio. Han hecho casi todo el programa en inglés y han hecho un programa, yo creo que bastante digno, por eso nos hemos dado un aplauso. Bueno, vamos a hacer una última valoración. No sé, ¿qué os ha parecido el programa? ¿Cómo lo habéis pasado? ¿Qué recomendaciones podemos dar a otros estudiantes?
Que nos ha parecido muy alucinante, y eso que no somos muy de hablar el inglés, y que os animamos a otros estudiantes a participar en esta actividad.
De hecho, bueno, recordar que los miércoles a la hora del recreo, si os apetece hacer radio en español o en inglés, estamos haciendo el taller de radio Radio Churri, que también es una actividad en la cual podéis todas y todos participar. Patricia, ¿qué te ha parecido a ti? ¿Te gusta hacer radio en nuestra radio, en Ecoleganés?
Sí, es una actividad que está bastante bien, la verdad, para aprender inglés, para comunicarte con la gente y eso. Y pues es una actividad que, aunque que, si tienes que hacerlo en inglés, pues no es difícil, porque tienes tiempo para prepararlo y eso.
Sofía, ¿qué nos puedes decir tú? ¿Te ha gustado hacer radio con nosotros?
Sí, porque me ha parecido que esa actividad ha sido bastante divertida y nos permite aprender más el inglés.
Y además hemos dado clase hoy fuera del instituto, porque sí. Al fin y al cabo esto es dar clase, ¿no?, de alguna manera. Así es, ¿qué te ha parecido a ti?
A mí me ha gustado, porque en esta actividad he aprendido inglés y he aprendido cosas sobre nuestra compañera nueva, Nicole.
Ethan, ¿qué nos puedes contar tú?
Pues la verdad es que esta actividad me ha encantado y me gustaría volver a hacerla. Y a toda la gente que lo intente, porque mola un montón.
María José, ¿qué te ha parecido a ti?
A mí me ha parecido muy buena idea venir esto a la radio. Me gustó hacerla en inglés porque pudimos aprender la pronunciación de nuevas palabras.
Además, tú también llevas poco tiempo en nuestro instituto. No sé, ¿qué impresión tienes de José de Churriguera?
Pues una impresión muy buena, la verdad.
Uh-huh. Bueno, ¿y qué? ¿Te gustan las clases de inglés?
Sí.
¿Mejor en la radio, quizás?
Pues sí, la verdad es que sí.
Bueno, pues de verdad, yo creo que habéis hecho muy buen trabajo. Encima, casi todo el programa en inglés. Así que nos vamos a dar un último aplauso antes de despedirnos. Oh, y bueno, enhorabuena, chicos. Sí.
Tienes derecho a permanecer en silencio. Cualquier cosa que digas puede ser utilizada en tu contra. Tienes derecho a no revelar tus opiniones sobre política, cultura, sociedad. Tienes derecho a seguir ciegamente lo que digan los líderes de masas, los que mandan en política, deporte, movimientos sociales. Tienes derecho a ver, oír y leer lo que los grandes medios de comunicación deciden emitir.
Pero también tienes derecho a no permanecer en silencio. Tienes derecho a decir lo que piensas por cualquier medio de difusión. A escribir un artículo en un periódico, no solo una carta al director. Tienes derecho a difundir tus opiniones en un blog. Tienes derecho a tener tu propio programa de radio o televisión.
Porque el poder de la comunicación es tu derecho.
¿Por qué no lo decimos otra vez a ver qué tal suena?
Porque el poder de la comunicación es tu derecho.